Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. Today is Sunday, December 18th, and my name is Mark Rector. During this season, we'll be reading passages of Scripture and devotional thoughts from our Advent devotional guide titled, Dwell, God with Us. Today, I'll be reading Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 25. And after I read the passage, I'll share some of my devotional thoughts on the passage. I'll be reading today's passage in the New International Version. Today's devotion is titled, Details Matter. Here's Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 25. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those from the first, who were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. With this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man, and my wife is well along in years." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent, not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant, and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days, he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." Details matter. The Gospel of Luke is meticulous in its use of details. This isn't necessarily surprising, as Luke was a physician by trade. He was good at keeping records and sticking to the details. For Luke, it is why it seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, that you may have certainty concerning the things you have been taught. Before Luke narrates the Christmas story we all know so well, how Mary and Joseph traveled to Bethlehem for the Roman census, how Jesus was wrapped in swaddling clothes in a manger, how shepherds traveled to behold the newborn Jesus, and how a multitude of angels praised God in the highest, Luke feels the need to add the details about Jesus' aunt, uncle, and cousin, Elizabeth, Zechariah, and John. There's always been a part of me that has wondered why Luke adds so many details about Zechariah, Elizabeth, and John. Of course, all three play an important role in the story and life of Jesus, especially John, who, as an adult, confesses, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie." That's from Mark chapter 1, verse 7. At the end of the day, why did the details about Zechariah, Elizabeth, and John matter so much to Luke? The details matter for Luke because God knows every detail of our lives and is with us in all of life's complexity. The story of Zechariah, Elizabeth, and John demonstrates this. It matters that Zechariah was a priest of the division of Abijah because this was the reason he was at the temple to tend it and burn incense. And because he was on temple duty, Zechariah saw an angel who assured him his wife would have a baby with a special purpose for God's plan of salvation. And because Elizabeth was with child, she could comfort and encourage Mary, Jesus' mother. The Advent story reminds us that God is with us in the details of our lives. And just like he does in the lives of Zechariah, Elizabeth, and John, God uses every detail for his ultimate plans and purposes so that we might enjoy him more and grow in relationship with him. I hope and pray you will be reminded how God has worked through you and dwelled with you in all of the details of your life this Advent season. And I hope and pray you will rejoice at all the wonderful details the Father has worked out for our good, that we may dwell with our Lord Jesus Christ all of our days. Let's pray. Father, the details matter. Father, the story of our lives matter because you have worked in and through each and every detail of our lives, Lord, as Christians. We thank you for this great truth. Remind us, Lord, that in all of the details, you point us to your Son, Jesus Christ. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.